Hello! Welcome to Ono, Ross, and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal, but take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
And I'm Carrie Poppy.
And today, we are not talking about Scientology.
No, we're not.
You've heard enough about that.
Sorry, everybody who came here for Scientology.
Actually, you may hear more about it.
That's true, but that's it for the investigation.
Look, let's move on. We also investigate alternative medicines.
Yeah.
And fringe science.
Yeah.
And I think we're kind of right at that intersection.
With what we're trying this month.
Which is nootropics.
Nootropics!
Not old tropics.
No, but not new like N-E-W either.
This is new like Chattanooga.
Yes.
N-O-O.
Newt.
And look, some people say it's pronounced nootropic.
Or nootropic.
Or nootropic.
Nootropic. That's what the lady on Google says. Nootropic.
We're just going to call it nootropics.
Yeah.
So deal with it.
And by the way, we know it's Deseret Industries.
We got it.
Anyway,
feel like there should be a little hand symbol for that.
Mm-hmm. You look like you're just playing with your own nipples.
All right, we've got a new topic.
Nootropics.
What are nootropics? Define it for everybody.
Well, in the Newtonian sense.
Wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not. Nootropics are things that you take. You put them in your body. It usually your mouth. And then they do something to make your brain function better. But they're not medicine, or we'd call it medicine. Okay?
All right. I think the general idea of nootropics is that they're cognitive enhancers.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, I guess you think that's a better way to say what I said, which is you put something in your body and then it does something to make your brain better.
Clearly, I have taken nootropics more recently than you have.
I guess so.
But yeah, the idea is that these are drugs of the street legal variety.
Right.
That are supposed to help increase your focus, concentration, memory.
Although I don't think people selling them would call them drugs. That's the thing.
No?
I don't think so. Maybe they would.
They affect your body.
They do affect your body. You're doing a very pronounced shrug. You're like, explain this, lady.
I'm getting Italian over here.
I feel like they would call them like supplements or something like that.
Yeah.
Which then we could say, well, supplements are a type of drug. But anyway, my point is they're not to the level of what we call medicine for whatever reason.
Fair enough. I mean, it sure looks like I have drugs here. I have.
You really do. You're carrying
a baggie of 99.9% L-theanine.
Yeah, you're carrying this little Ziploc bag in my house that really looks like you have a pronounced cocaine problem.
I've been carrying this in my backpack for a month now, just really worried that someone's going to open my locker and check my backpack.
Right. And they'll be like, no, seriously, sniff it. No, it's nothing.
I went on a plane and I had to like specifically tell myself, like, take that out of your backpack. That will look really bad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you have to label that stuff anyway, or they will take it away.
Note to self.
So I knew about nootropics because my old boss, who we'll call Mr. Poopface,
okay,
he used to take it.
And he swore by it, right?
Yeah, swore by it.
He'd take it and he'd just start swearing.
Yeah, you know, I think he had a disorder, but that's not the point. None of that's true. He would take it and he said that, yeah, it helped him focus. And he would say, it's just like, it's this really great focus where everything's clear and precise and just like nothing can distract you.
Wow.
But he did also say, this is at the corner of pseudoscience and fringe science. Like he was willing to
kind of realize that there was a room to play for personal subjectivity.
Right. Yeah. So to his credit, he knew that. Yeah. Ever since then, I thought like, nootropics, what are those? I got to try those sometime. And I mentioned them to you and you were like, what?
Oh, yeah. I was super excited by the potential of this.
Yeah.
You know, I think many of us have seen the film Limitless.
Oh, I haven't.
Not Matthew McConaughey. Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
What's in it?
Very different actors. Yeah. Do you get them mixed up?
I get them mixed up in my head. You don't? Okay.
No, I think of them as very different.
Well, this is Bradley Cooper.
Uh-huh.
And,
very handsome.
He takes this drug that immediately enhances his brain and he becomes like this, you know, 100% active human who just does everything. He can write a book overnight and he can, you know, like read everything and memorize everything. And he's just functioning 100% and it has no negative consequences
whatsoever. Kind of like Flowers for Algernon.
Is that the same idea?
Kind of. Although in Flowers for Algernon, I think he starts out with like a mental deficit, so to speak. I believe he has like some sort of disorder in the book and then becomes like superhuman and then goes back.
And then they spun off a TV series about it. But anyways, the general premise was awesome that like, wow, you could take this thing and it would make you think better and not hurt you.
Perfect.
Which is what nootropics sounded like from the description. So I was super excited about this. And we have this document that we always refer to that has our potential investigations listed. Mm-hmm. And
it's currently 8 pages with 10-point font.
I had put under my preferred investigations nootropics.
Your wish list, yeah.
Yeah, because I was really eager to take these things that would make me more focused, because I'll have like these periods of productivity where like I just feel super focused and, you know, I'm just getting everything done. And I love that. Feels great. And then I'll have periods where I'm just like, I'm lazy and tired.
Oh, for sure.
And if there was some chemical way
of getting in that window.
Oh my goodness, that would be awesome. So that's
once it starts, it's like, it's there. You're just, I sound like a Scientologist.
I was just going to say that.
Once it starts, you're on the bridge. Then you're there. You're on the bridge.
It so sounded like that.
But once it happens, once you get to that zone, it's like, how am I ever not in this zone? This is so easy. All I need to do is just start doing things. And then when you're out of it.
You're in the zone.
But you know what I mean? And then when you're out of it. It's like...
No, I totally get what you mean. And when you're in that zone, it's fantastic. It's like, wow, if I could just stay right here.
But also, I feel like not even just, oh, if only I could stay right here. I'm like, oh, I can stay right here. I'll be able to do this tomorrow. That'll be no problem. And then tomorrow comes.
And you start making future plans. Okay, so I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And that works. But then you're thinking like, okay, and tomorrow I'm also going to do this, this, this. And then you like take on new responsibilities because you're all boss. Of it. Uh-huh. And then you find yourself like, why did I do this? To myself.
Right. And then you just, or at least with me, like I'll crash and burn. And then for a day, I'll be like, yeah, I could maybe I'll watch this old DVD that I haven't watched in a really long time. And
it happens to the best of us.
Productive.
So, nootropics.
Yeah.
We took them.
They're going to solve everything for us. So, the first one we tried was L-theanine.
Yeah. You were my dealer. How much did that set us back?
This wasn't too bad. I believe this was around $50.
You got a bag of the self-same white powder. How much did you get for it?
50 grams of more than 99% purity. 50 grams is the same as 1.76 ounces.
For how many bucks?
Around 50.
Okay. So, buck per gram. All right. I'm going to, since I still have white powder in this bag of mine, I'm going to take a double dose right now.
Oh, shit, man. Here we go.
Because usually we'd take an eighth of a...
What the hell are you...
Teaspoon?
What is that? No.
What?
Whoa, that's neat.
Isn't that cool? It adjusts. My friend Jennifer lent this to me because I did not have a way of measuring 1/8 of a teaspoon.
Oh my gosh, I just have the old school, you know, spoon inside a spoon inside a spoon, but you have a magical device that you just slide this little thing back and forth.
Yeah.
I want one of those.
Okay, well...
Ugh.
They are made by Kitchen Art.
Ugh.
One word.
What a glorious device.
Okay, so I'm going to switch to the quarter.
So while you're doing that, I'm going to describe what L-theanine is.
Okay.
So it's something that comes from, in most cases, from green tea extract.
Mm-hmm. Can also come from mushrooms?
Yeah, but I think most of the sources of the stuff you would buy at the drugstore is from green tea extract.
Right.
And allegedly, it will do a couple of things. It will help with your mental clarity and focus, but it will also help to calm you. And so one of the claims is that, is that if you take it with caffeine, as you would in green tea, that you get both effects at once. You get that sweet focus, but also not necessarily the jitteriness of, you know, just taking a bunch of caffeine.
Because
you got the L-theanine maybe to take the edge off a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense. And there seems to be some experimental support for that.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to down this
Here
powder.
Here you go. Oh, it's gross. Actually, I don't know if I'd really call it gross, but I find it unpleasant.
You know, I've never taken this much before.
Really? Oh, you took 2 servings.
Yeah, I took 1/8 of a teaspoon this morning, and now I'm taking the quarter teaspoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a little sweet. There's like a tiny bit of sweetness to it. It's a very fine powder, and there's also like a little bit of, I don't know, like savoriness to
it. I don't
really
taste that savory thing, I don't think. Here, look, can I take a shot too?
Oh, do it. Yeah, hold on. Let me finish this one.
Sure. So the consistency of the powder is a lot like powdered sugar. It's got that kind of like...
Oh, yeah, it totally looks like drugs.
Oh, it looks like drugs for sure, but I'm thinking it's a little more like powdered sugar than like flour if you really want to pictured in your little old heads.
That's an eighth,
I'll
Justin.
I'll do the eighth. Here I go.
All right. Carrie's putting the powder in her mouth. And apparently this stuff can pass the blood-brain barrier.
Not once Donald Trump becomes president. He's going to put a wall around the blood-brain barrier.
Okay. That was far too cerebral for a Trump joke.
I took it.
How you feeling?
Oh, my God. I have so much focus, but it's like a clear focus. You know, it's not like a jittery foot. No, I don't feel anything different.
Apparently, it takes a while to take effect. And so it seemed like for most of these components within nootropics, because they're not all the same chemical compounds, it seemed like most of them took effect after an hour or 2 hours. They had kind of like peak effect windows. And then maybe outside of the 2 hours, then it's no longer effective.
Are you speaking from experience or that's what you read about them?
From stuff that I read about them.
Okay. Ross, as we continue, I'm also going to be drinking Bliss.
Oh, okay. So you've got, this is from Neuro.
Neuro Lifestyle Beverage.
Ooh.
So Neuro makes a line of beverages that I don't think they actually call them nootropics explicitly, but their everyday drink has L-theanine in it. It has things that are, you know, widely identified as nootropics. And they have drinks that are in a bunch of different formulations. So we both took a daily one just to test it out. Mm-hmm. I thought it tasted exactly like Diet Sprite, indistinguishable from Diet
Sprite.
Really? Yeah, did you not think so?
Yeah, not quite. Huh. I mean, certainly not as carbonated.
Yeah, a little less carbonated. If it had been...
I could definitely taste the aloe in it as well, because it had aloe.
I don't think I tasted the aloe.
Oh.
But if you took some slightly flat Sprite... No, Diet 7-Up. I think that's what I'm thinking of.
Mm.
Slightly flat Diet 7-Up and put it next to some Neuro Daily and made me guess which was which, I don't think I could do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so take the Bliss while I tell our...
So Bliss is going to make me feel all zenned out, man.
Okay, so this is a white raspberry, natural flavor. NeuroBliss is not a therapist, but it is clinically studied to reduce stress and cortisol levels.
Clinically studied? Well, that means that someone somewhere studied it.
True, according to this website.
Studied it doesn't mean much, does it?
So that has...
You want it to be studied and come out on top of said study.
Okay, so if you drink that entire serving, which is one whole bottle... You will get, the optimal dose, 200 milligrams of L-theanine found in green tea.
Which I already took some of, so here we go.
For stress reduction with other neural-focused nutrients and bioactives, including vitamin D, chamomile, and alpha-GPC.
All right. I'm going to be so blissed out, man. You got your cocaine. Ooh, I got my NeuroBliss. We are all set.
It's got pomegranate, acai, and blueberry as well. I wanted to say acai.
Oh, good. Yeah, I definitely taste it. I've liked the taste so far of all the ones I've had.
I had the daily one, as you did. That was fine. It had a lot of vitamin D in it. Great.
It's all vegan. Their whole line is vegan. That's nice. Antioxidants, selenium, zinc.
Yeah, was there really anything in there that's supposed to enhance your mental capabilities?
Good question.
You gave me the sleep one, and I'm glad you did, which is interesting because it comes with melatonin. Uh-huh. And that's known to help people sleep.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That's a hormone that we need for sleep regulation.
It has a tiny bit of 5-HTP, which is a fancy way of saying 5-hydroxytryptophan.
Oh, so you think that way is not fancy, but 5-HTP is a fancy way of saying it.
Look, I'm confused. but I guess that's supposed to, in large amounts, make you sleepy.
Right.
But it says here that there are small amounts of it.
Okay.
And they mentioned its association with turkey. Everybody always thinks like, ate all this turkey. It has tryptophan. No, in fact, turkey has lower amounts of tryptophan than many other common foods. Mm-hmm. And that's not what makes you sleepy. It's that you ate too much food.
Right.
Stop that.
Yeah. All the blood's in your belly.
Or, you know, eat too much food once a year. That's fine. It also has magnesium and L-theanine, which seemed weird because it's this drink that's supposed to put you to sleep.
Right.
And yet it has this cognitive focuser?
Focus thing.
But.
So again, we were theorizing, maybe that kind of makes sense as long as you're supposed to take the theanine with caffeine when you want to focus. Because maybe, again, it's like the caffeine makes you that hyper-focus. The theanine takes the edge off so that you're not just, you know, out of your mind, stressed out, anxious.
Yeah. So here the emphasis on the theanine seems to be to reduce your level of stress.
And in this case, you're not taking the caffeine.
Calm you down. Yeah, and it's interesting because L-theanine didn't seem to be shown to be functional without caffeine.
Yes.
For any kind of increased function. So really, you need the caffeine there. That seems to be the active ingredient.
I think so. I mean, it does seem, from what I could tell, that there are other nootropics that will help you with things like focus and memory. But it doesn't seem like it does anything beyond working, yeah, in concert with the caffeine. Now, if it happens to make you feel calmer while you use the effects of caffeine, sweet, man.
And the L, by the way, refers to the chirality of it, that you can have like kind of a left-handed or a right-handed molecule. Mm-hmm. So this is the L version, but the other one is a D.
And Ian Heller from our research team.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Ian.
Other
not,
Ian.
Not Ian Kramer, but Ian Heller was telling us that he thinks that the theanine put in supplements may often be the D-theanine just by the way it's synthesized.
Right. So if it's synthetically derived rather than pulled from tea, you're likely to get like a 50-50 mixture and they're going to cancel each other out.
He said could potentially.
Potentially, effects-wise. So yeah. Interesting thought.
We don't know.
The moral of that story is I took the sleep drink and that worked. I fell asleep within an hour.
Yeah. I remember when I saw the bottle, I was like, oh, melatonin, you're going right to sleep.
Yeah. So I waited until I had driven home. And then I took it. And yeah, about an hour later, I was like super drowsy. And this is good because lately I haven't been getting enough sleep. And I conked out. And I know it was a deep sleep because then my wife complained about me snoring that night. And that's usually only when I'm like super tired. And I didn't wake up in the middle of the night, which is also good. Nice. Hey. So hey, I'm going to order me a bunch of this sleep drink.
Why not? I should warn you, melatonin is known for being something you can build up a tolerance to very quickly.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, I guess I won't be doing it every night.
Yeah, exactly. If you
I'm canceling my order of the 100 pack.
If you do use it every once in a while, it'll keep being effective. But if you tried to use it every night, it would probably stop working.
So I know what you're thinking. Wow, they've been putting all this stuff in their system, but we didn't stop there.
Oh,
we,
no.
We also ordered pills.
Yes, we did. Alpha Brain.
Alpha Brain. Yeah, we were looking at a few nootropic products, and this one had quite the smorgasbord, the jambalaya, if you will.
I won't.
The gallimaufry, if you will.
The cornucopia,
if you will. I will.
Of claims? Of support? Of what?
Ingredients.
Oh, of ingredients.
Like all these different things that seem to be nootropics. Because nootropics are like a category of these cognitive enhancers. And so there's a bunch of different molecules out there that they say, oh, this is...
This qualifies.
A nootropic.
So let me quickly read you the list of ingredients on Alpha Brain, Ross.
Okay.
We've got vitamin B6.
Vitamin B6.
We've got L-tyrosine, L-theanine, oat straw extract, phosphatidylserine.
Whoa.
I'm
phosphatidylated.
Cat's claw extract, but that's a plant. Don't worry, everybody.
Okay, they didn't like actually take a cat's claw.
No, that would be terrible.
Eye of newt?
Declawing your cat, very bad. No eye of newt. L-alpha glycerol phosphorylcholine.
Mm-hmm.
Bacopa extract.
Bacopa.
Uperzia serrata, but just the aerial parts. Extract.
That's the part that's sticking out of the ground?
I guess?
Or maybe they have aerial roots?
L-leucine vinposetine and pterostilabine.
Also good for putting you to sleep. Ingredients list on Alpha Brain.
You'll be glad to know there's no caffeine, there's no gluten, and there's no animal products.
But we were super excited because Alpha Brain had all these like celebrity endorsements. Like Joe Rogan.
You were excited.
You weren't excited?
I didn't really know who most of the people were that I found. I didn't know Joe Rogan was among them. Joe Rogan's an interesting character.
He is.
Yeah, he's really all over the map where claims are concerned.
Right, like he doesn't believe we landed on the moon.
We did, FYI.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
Not Carrie and me, but...
We did. Joe Rogan is always saying that Ross and I didn't land on the moon, and we totally landed on the moon.
That'd be the great response to him, like... Oh, you're saying you and I didn't land on the moon? That's true.
I literally wrote that line into a play.
Oh, perfect. That's awesome.
That our friend Jarrett directed.
Fantastic. So on their website, they have all of these studies of Alpha Brain versus placebo. Our research team provided us a lot of different studies on nootropics in general and various substances mentioned in that laundry list. And it seems like there are effects that have been noticed at certain dosages, but they are subtle.
Sure. But Alpha Brain on their website actually lists some clinical studies that they published in journals where they say they found that your word recall does increase significantly over placebo if you take Alpha Brain. They had a study of about, I think it was 63 people. And if I recall correctly, the word recall was 12% better on Alpha Brain than over placebo. So.
Okay. That's something.
Could be. Now, what I read also seemed to indicate that you have to take it for a while. that you need to be taking it for like at least 2 weeks.
Interesting.
To see the increase. I didn't see that in every study I saw, but the ones that didn't say that didn't mention time frame at all. So take from that what you will.
That's interesting because it seems we were looking at other sources that were saying that the effects would kind of wear off over time. If you use these nootropics like on a daily basis or regular basis, that you should put in buffer periods. Mm-hmm. I signed up for the Word a Day email newsletter. It's very popular.
Of course you do.
I highly recommend it to everybody. Yeah, I used to have 3 Word a Day emails.
Oh, wow.
Now I only have 2. But this is my favorite one. Put together by a guy named Anu Garg. This latest week had a word called tachyphylaxis, which means successively decreased response to a drug or toxin over time.
Which we would normally call tolerance, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. That's the medical term.
New word. Yeah. So that seemed to be from most of the things I was reading. It was kind of the implication that the more you take this, the less your body responds to it.
Yeah, maybe that's true of some and not others. Or maybe there's just a sort of perfect, you know, peak of the bell where at the beginning there's not enough in your body, you get enough of it, and eventually you build that tolerance, come back down off that bell curve.
Gotcha. So we...
I don't know, though.
We took these in various concentrations for a month.
Yep, and off. So there were some days where we were like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I found I was getting like localized headaches. Where it would feel like, oh, there's this one particular spot in my brain that like feels like it's kind of hurting.
Right where you were punching yourself?
No. And I would stop, you know, the next day, like, you know, I just need to give my head a break.
So, at the beginning, we both, when we were taking the theanine, we both got like pretty bad jitters at the beginning.
Yeah. So that was interesting too. And then, of course, you're supposed to take it with caffeine. Mm-hmm. So generally we were.
Yeah. The first day, though, I didn't. And I still felt pretty anxious, which is strange because it's supposed to like calm you down in the absence of caffeine.
I'm looking at my log here. And yeah, the very first day I took it, I did not take caffeine with it. And you're right. I wrote here that I felt fuzzy at a morning meeting, my thoughts were noticeably slower, and I had to kind of compensate for this lag I felt.
Right.
And yeah, it was like, oh, this is the opposite of what I was hoping for.
Right.
Because I was like really struggling to keep up. So bad off the bat.
So we wanted to see if we would get any better at working memory in particular, since that's one thing that kept being repeated as a claim for nootropics, and L-theanine in particular, was that it's going to make you really good with your working memory.
Right.
And then also we thought maybe also just a standard IQ test, see if we go up or down on that with this like increased focus and mental clarity.
Oh, hey, did you tell us how much the pills cost, the Alpha Brain?
For 30 capsules of Alpha Brain, it was $26 on Amazon.
Okay. And you're supposed to take 2 capsules a day.
Right. So that's 2 weeks worth. So $50 a month if you wanted to take it every day. Could be worse.
Yeah.
It's a gym membership.
Right.
Okay. So we decided that we would take working memory and IQ tests as we were taking these nootropics to see if we did any better or worse on them. And then take some when we weren't on nootropics for comparison, of course. Everyone's going to say, well, hang on. If you took your IQ test not on nootropics, you got your baseline score, and then your score improves, that could just mean you're getting better at taking IQ tests. Au contraire, good sir or madame. But that's why, first of all, you should take a different IQ test each time.
Sure. But you could also be kind of getting yourself in the mode of answering those sorts of questions.
Oh, for sure.
Because even if they're asking different questions, they're of a similar category.
Absolutamente. But for that very reason, I didn't start with just a baseline. I made sure to take some without nootropics later on. So I would still have any improvement associated, but I wouldn't be taking the nootropics that day.
Okay.
I'd still see.
And then the question is, are nootropics giving you residual effects, or, you know, are they kind of raising your overall level? Which it seems to be claimed here and there. Like there seems to be the implication that these will permanently kind of increase your baseline.
Permanently or just long term?
Permanently is not the right word. Longitudinally.
So how did your working memory and IQ test results vary, Ross?
So what I used for this was this app that I have been using for a while now, Elevate.
Okay, don't know it.
It gives you tests in all manner of different games, really. It's definitely like this gamification kind of app. There's these different tests for different categories. So under writing, they'll give you a brevity test or a clarity test or error avoidance. And then there will be like grammar stuff and spelling stuff. And then there's like listening tests to test your focus and name recall and retention. And then there will be like speaking tests to test diction and eloquence, and reading tests to test your agility, your comprehension, etc. So I was taking like three of those every day, and it generates these little charts. I actually paid for the annual subscription for this just so I'd
Wow, how much was it?
$25.
Oh, okay.
It was on sale, but still, it's kind of a pricey app. But it's cool. Actually, I enjoy taking my three daily tests. And so you can see here over the past 2 months here.
You've got a little cat's back on your picture here.
This is my listening score. Mm-hmm. So you can see them kind of increasing over time. These are my writing scores.
Improving. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Good and for you.
So this last little segment here, that's the last month. So actually, the writing scores were kind of increasing faster before the last month.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And then looking at speaking, that seemed to be steadily increasing.
Yeah.
And then my reading, again, steadily increasing.
That's comprehension.
And agility, context, processing.
Okay.
And visualization. That's another one.
Interesting.
And then my math is also increasing over time.
Oh, yeah. Very steadily.
Steadily. So I would take it like in the morning and I would set three new high scores sometimes before I'd take a nootropics. And then sometimes I would do poorly before. I was noticing it was varying like it always had even before I was taking nootropics. So sometimes I would do poorly after nootropics and sometimes I'd do great after nootropics. So
right. Okay.
I don't think I could say like it was consistently having one effect or another.
Well, I took this working memory test where I used the same one each time, and it was these, this is hard to describe. It was an image of 12 little dots, and a couple dots would light up, and then it would say, click the dots that just lit up, and you have to click them. And so at first it would just be two in a row, and then you have to click them, and then it goes more and more and more. And your result is based on how many you were able to click in order before you forgot. So I almost every time got to level 5.5, which means I could recall somewhere between 5 and 6 items and then I'd forget.
Is there like a perceived maximum that you could be getting?
I don't know.
Okay, I guess 12. There's 12 dots.
Oh, did I say 12? Because there are 16.
Oh, there are 4 lights.
What's that from?
Star Trek.
Star Trek. Good, good. So yeah, I got 5.5 nearly every time, whether I'd taken nootropics or not. I did get 6 twice. So one was on June 24th, but I hadn't taken any nootropics. And once was today, after I took NeuroDaily and 2 Alpha Brain capsules. But again, I never got like, whoa, I'm doing so much better.
Right.
At all. Did you take an IQ test too? Is that on there?
I took one at the beginning and I took 2 at the end. And
notice anything?
Well, there were different IQ tests and those can vary quite a bit.
Yeah, I want to do an episode about IQ tests sometime because they have their own issues.
Absolutely. Let's see. First one I took that Memorado test that you had sent me and it said 134.
Okay.
And I was like, huh, I can do better than that.
I was just pissed off by a score. Yeah, which is about what I got to, let's see, Memorado, I think I got 132, actually.
Hey, and then today.
Yep, 132.
You sent me the links to free-iqtest.net. Mm-hmm. I got a 148 on that.
Okay.
And then there was blog things, and I got a 135 on that.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, you're getting a good 10-point variation there.
Yeah.
But did it seem to line up at all with whether you were taking nootropics?
I mean, obviously, I only took a couple sample points, so
I'm
useless.
I mean, even with a couple sample points, if it was like, wow, when I didn't take the nootropics, I was a 90, and then I took them and I was a 145, then I would be like, all right.
Based on tests I've taken before, yeah, this didn't feel like any significant increase.
Yeah, same for me. Everything was pretty much in the 130s. For every test I took, except for once when I got a 94.
Oh, but no.
That site had a lot of clock problems. I wrote in the notes, site was a mess in every way. Because obviously a little annoyed
by my score.
You sounded
like angry at the site. Yeah,
I think I was.
How dare
like,
you?
Because then you like see it reflects back on you. You're going to give me a score. You're going to give me a crappy score because your site. Well, I'm going to write a mean note about you in my Google Doc. Also, that site kept trying to sell me a hat.
And what kind of hat was this?
It was a New York Fire Department hat. It was intentionally like, you know, ratty, and it was supposed to look like it had been worn a bunch of times, but obviously it had just been like rubbed to death by Chinese factory workers. But yes, it looked like, if I got any increase at all, it would be like 2 points at a time. I was clearly not doing much of anything. I still just have very high non-genius IQ.
Okay.
I had one site that told me I was a genius, but it still only said my IQ was like 139 or something. And I was like, that's not a genius.
What's a genius?
I think it's like 147 and up or something like that.
Oh, okay. I might be sure. Right on the border okay. of genius. Usually when you're I take an IQ test, bubble. I'm usually somewhere between 145, 148.
Cool, cool.
But whatever. We all know what I think of people who talk about their IQ scores. They're annoying.
They're right.
I have one more alpha brain capsule I realize. I'm going to take it now.
Oh, here it goes.
I'm going to be all hopped up. I took 2 this morning, and I took 1/8 of a teaspoon of L-theanine, and now I've taken 1/4 teaspoon. And I will take this alpha brain. Oh, and also today I took a Viverin pill.
That sounds like it's, you know, to make your dick go up.
It's a caffeine pill and it has like 200 milligrams of caffeine
in it. Oh my God.
Which is supposed to be the equivalent of a cup of coffee. Someone had been passing these out on the street at South by Southwest, and I'd been holding onto it all this time, and I thought, all right, I'm just going to take them all today.
Yeah, why not?
So if I die during the podcast, that's because I took too many of these things.
I did take caffeine today. I actually took my test 3 times today. First, I did it having taken nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I took Neuro Daily and took the test, and then I took Alpha Brain and coffee and took the test just to see if there was like a steady increase. There was not.
Looking at my notes.
In fact, my highest score today was before I took anything.
Go figure. Most of the days when I look at my log here, I didn't really feel much of a difference.
Uh-huh.
And there were days where I felt like no difference whatsoever, which was interesting. Yeah. And there was one day, though, June 16th, a day that shall live in infamy.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my 2 alpha brain capsules. It was the first time I realized I was supposed to take 2 of them.
Uh-huh.
So I'd been taking 1 for 3 days.
Right.
So I upped it to 2 and I was low on sleep that day. And my friend Jennifer at work, who lent me this handy dandy little thing that you like.
Yeah, your measuring
spoon. She was finding clever ways to give me caffeine. She kept having like, here, try this. This has caffeine in it. And so she brought me this spicy chocolate drink.
Ooh, yum.
That had
like
caffeine
in it.
Like a
Mexican chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay, yum.
So I took that and I took the 2 capsules and I was low on sleep. And oh man, like the effect was scary. Like it felt like my heart was like beating fast all day long.
Yeah.
And
I've had this.
Yeah, it was like the pronounced effects of the other days where I noticed something, but I felt hazy and out of it. And my thinking was slow. My eyes felt sore and kind of tender.
God.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, like, oh, is this like noticeable? And a coworker came in. And so she starts talking to me and she's like, are you okay? Because you seem a little like distant.
Oh no.
And I remember like, I'm just kind of like beating, palpitating.
Having a panic attack.
Yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, actually I took this stuff. And you know, most people who know me at work know that I do these weird things from time to time. Like I'm taking these drugs. I mean, they're legal, but I'm taking these drugs that are supposed to increase my concentration. Yeah. I'm not feeling so good right now. I got home that evening and I felt terrible, but my son and I were gonna go running, and I said to him like, hey, do you want to go running later and like we can make food now? And he's like, no, I'd rather go running now. So I was like, okay. So we went out and we were doing like 3 miles of lap running, and I took my heart rate and it was like 133.
Oh my God.
Beats per minute. Yeah, which is scary fast.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, let's go home. So I realized after that, like, oh, what I should really be measuring is my heart rate. So after this, I was taking regular heart rate measures. And it did seem that like when I had higher doses that I would notice an increase in my heart rate.
And were you also taking caffeine each time or no?
Yeah.
Oh, you were.
So it could just be the caffeine.
Just be the caffeine. Okay.
That day scared me. And like, I had a really hard time going to sleep. Bad day.
I mean, it sounds to me like you got to experience the life of an anxious person for a second. But
oh, no.
But, well, I mean, at its worst, of course.
Sure.
But yeah, I actually expected you to say that when you went running, maybe it helped. Because sometimes running will, or exercising will bring anxiety down. But it sounds like not in this case.
And I was already kind of worried about my heart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that was a little scary.
Yeah, that's a scary story. I'm glad you made it through.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ross. Ross, is it?
I am Ross.
Ross, speaking of sleep.
Yes.
And how you had a tough time falling asleep that night.
Yes.
You know how you might have had a better time sleeping?
Reading a good book? before I go to sleep?
Nope, absolutely not.
Okay, how am I going to fall asleep?
You could get a Casper mattress, Ross.
Oh, that's a high quality mattress.
That is a primo mattress. And actually, Ona Ross and Carrie is supported in part by Casper. It's an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price.
They offer an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price.
They are pretty good and pretty cheap. I think the standard mattress is like...
Mattresses are expensive.
Oh, man. Yeah. And this is like a really nice mattress for like $800.
Yeah. And if you've been mattress shopping, you'll be like, whoa, that's reasonable. I should look at these Casper mattresses.
You'll be on your way to Casper.com to check it out. But hang on.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know what you're thinking, like, but there are risks involved.
No, that's the thing, Ross. There is a risk-free trial and return policy. You can try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days. Yes, 100 days.
Oh, my goodness.
With free delivery and painless returns. And it's true. They will bring that mattress right to your door.
You know, because they brought it to your door.
They brought one to my door. And it was all, it was somehow compressed in this totally reasonably sized box because it's foam. And then you pull it out and it just kind of, it's like, oh, cool, I'm home. And it stretches out and gets into its regular shape. And yeah.
Interesting.
They move it here.
And you don't like it,
and they take it away.
Take it back.
No problem.
So, boy, what's there to lose?
And they're made in America.
USA.
Where we have good labor laws, so you know they probably weren't made by someone in a really shitty situation.
And you said it's a firm mattress.
Yeah, so for people who really need like that support for a bad back or a bad neck like this, this is probably really good for you. The pricing is about $500 for a twin-size mattress or $950 for a king-size mattress. So, yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, pretty reasonable.
Especially with the free delivery and the return policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
Pretty effing good. Now, hang on. Before you run off there, you should know that Oh No Ross and Carrie listeners can get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/ohno and using promo code Oh No
at O-H-N-O.
Checkout. O-H-N-O. Not Yoko Oh No. Oh No, Ross and Carrie. Terms and conditions apply. So that's what I suggest to you, Ross.
Well, thank you.
No problem. So, Ross, I'm looking at the results and conclusions of the Alpha Brain clinical trial posted on their website. It takes me to a paper published in the Human Psychopharmacology Journal.
Ooh.
It's on PubMed. Ooh. And there were, 63 treatment-naive individuals, which means, you know, they didn't know whether they were getting the treatment or a placebo.
Not saying anything about their general level of worldly knowledge.
Right. But they might have been naive in general. They all completed a 2-week placebo run before receiving active product. And then they had 6 weeks of either the Alpha Brain or a new placebo.
Okay.
And this says, compared with placebo, Alpha Brain significantly improved on tasks of delayed verbal recall and executive functioning. Results also indicated significant time by group interaction in delayed verbal recall for the Alpha Brain group. So it says, significant improvement.
Did they say in that study about like the caffeine intake that came with it?
It doesn't say in this abstract, at least.
Okay.
According to Alpha Brain's website, it says you can expect a 12% greater improvement in verbal recall over placebo and a 21% faster completion time in executive function.
Okay. So there is some experimental support for that particular product and nootropics in general.
You know, sometimes we take these things and we think it's going to be a total failure. And then it's not.
I did go into this one really wanting it to work for me.
Yeah.
Because I thought nootropics, that's my kind of thing.
Well, what do you think? Do you feel like it's something you'd use?
After taking lots of powder and taking pills over the past month, usually I didn't notice a difference. And when I did, it made me really uncomfortable. Especially when it came with, I guess, enough caffeine, you know, to activate it or whatever. And so I don't think I would take nootropics again. Actually, I was kind of happy today thinking like, all right, this is the last time I'm doing this.
Yeah. As far as the ones that are for focus, I agree. I didn't notice any difference other than those times that I felt a little jittery.
Yeah. But, if there was a difference, if anything, it just made me feel a little more detached from my thoughts.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, that's the opposite. A little fuzzy in the head.
But I wouldn't say I had any negative effects from drinking like this neuro stuff or from Alpha Brain. I don't think that ever made me feel jittery either. It was really just the straight up L-theanine and caffeine that seemed to make me jittery. I feel like this bliss stuff I'm drinking right now is pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm feeling happy and zen-like.
I enjoyed both of the neuro drinks that I had. Again, it didn't seem like they were really big on the cognitive increases. This is an investigation where I would definitely emphasize that we are a sample size of two.
For sure.
And that you, with your body chemistry, may have different results. So I'd say it's worth trying.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, you know, we always say we show up so you don't have to. And that's true. If you don't feel like doing this, you don't have to. Yeah, if you wanted to try this, I definitely think it is low risk. So give it a go.
Yeah, just don't overdo it.
Don't overdo it. Take it slow. So Ross, what would you give this on a pseudoscience ranking? Where one is something not at all pseudoscientific, okay, right? Like that dogs are related to wolves and foxes.
It's interesting. I was just reading an article about that. And apparently there is not a consensus as to how the actual migrations happened. Mm-hmm. But we do know that they came from wolves.
That they happened.
But it was like, oh, did they all come from East Asia?
Yeah. And,
were there two separate evolutions?
I was just going to say that. It seems that they might have evolved twice.
Yeah. There might have been an initial exodus from East Asia. And then like there were two separate kind of major evolutions, one in the West. Anyway.
And then there's the whole Chihuahua. You know where the Chihuahua came from?
Oh, the Chihuahua?
Yeah, like Micella Poppy.
They didn't come from Chihuahua?
They came from Chihuahua, Mexico, but they were just found wandering around. No one knows like where they came from or who bred them. Yeah,
because
they just found some Chihuahuas and were like, these are cool.
Whenever you're like thinking about the wide diversity of dogs, you're always like, oh, St. Bernard or Great Dane on one side. And then on the other side, you're always like, and a Chihuahua. And how is that related?
Yeah.
Wow, no one knows where that came from?
Not that I've read of.
What? Ella?
I know. Oh, look at
where did you come
sweetheart.
From? You just found her too.
That's true. I found her on the side of a road. From. And I should say she's a Chihuahua mix. But yeah, found her on the side of a road in Northern California. Always adopt your pets. So what would you give it on a pseudoscience rating? Oh yeah, and then 10 is something completely pseudoscientific. Like
dogs are a specific example of panspermia. They came on a comet and landed on the planet.
Okay, that's a 10.
Okay, I will give this...
And I'll allow it because you put the word sperm in it.
I will give nootropics a 2.5. Because I feel like generally, okay, yes, there are compounds that can affect your brain and its functioning. I buy that premise. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of these substances that they kind of throw in there willy-nilly, like, hey, we've got this, we got this, we got this, and a dash of this, like either need higher concentrations to be effective or... they've been shown to just like have a really subtle effect. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, that you may get a tolerance to.
Yeah, exactly. I feel there's so many like fluctuating factors at play here that I think make these probably less effective than one might expect.
Yeah, I feel like we have a similar problem here, though not an identical problem, to the sale of vitamins, where vitamins are definitely real things that have definite real physiological effects, and you need them.
But
yeah, can be over-marketed as good for X and Y when it's like, maybe. For one thing, usually that just means if you're deficient in them, you will be bad at X and Y. More than that, if you take a bunch of them, you will be really good at it.
Yeah.
And there's some wiggle room. I'm oversimplifying it, but vitamins have a similar problem in their marketing. And yeah, so I'm feeling about the same. I'm feeling like it's not pseudoscience. It's not a lie.
Could be a little overblown, overmarketed.
Yeah.
And what number are you putting on that?
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah, 3. Oh, that's too high. 2.
Okay. What would you then give this on a pocket drainer value, where a 1 is stopping by a video store and they have a bunch of old VHS tapes and they're giving them away for 25 cents a piece?
All right.
I mean, not many people watch VHS anymore, but you have a working VHS.
I do.
Machine.
Also known as a VCR.
And a 10 is something very expensive. You go to see a movie and...
Here we go. I'm going to see Sisters with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
And they're like, oh, well, welcome to Burbank. and your tickets are $16. Oh, wait. No, this is a 3D screening of Sisters. I don't know why they would do that. We're going to add on an extra $4 per ticket, and you're going to pay $20 per ticket.
Okay, well, I'll get some popcorn. At least that's only, what, a dollar worth of product? Here I go.
No.
What?
That's going to be $6 for the small.
What?
Actually, okay. We don't offer a small. The smallest size is medium.
All right, fine, but I'm going to go get a drink from your fountain. Come on, that's just caffeinated water.
No.
There's no way that this is more than 50 cents.
Sorry, we already strip searched you and we took away any beverage containers. And if you want to buy one from us, it's going to be another $6.
No!
That's a 10!
I've been there, man. Not for Sisters, though, which I did see in Burbank.
Hey.
Not a very good movie. Not the point. Okay. It's inexpensive, I'd say. I think it's downright inexpensive. If you were going to take it every single day, you're costing yourself a gym membership, which, you know, is a pricey thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I'm not like, oh my God, I'm worried for the person who's spending money on this, you know.
Oh, sure.
Two.
I'm going to give it higher than that. Okay. I'll say a 5.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, $50 a month, that's significant.
Yeah, if you took it every day.
Right, and maybe you shouldn't. But again, I feel like the claims are a little overblown.
For what you're getting.
To justify the price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just...
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it's a great value. And you need the caffeine, which...
Yeah, that's true.
We're so, like, overdosed with anyway.
Yeah.
And that's where you're getting most of the effect, I'm thinking.
Right.
So...
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And there's the standard American problem of being like, I need caffeine, I need it now, I'll go get a latte. Shit, that was $4. You could very quickly write up a bill.
Absolutely. Hey, what's the best movie you've seen recently?
Ponyo.
Oh, hey.
Saw Ponyo for the first time. Pretty
you
great.
Said it was better than Spirited Away.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but it is a great film.
It's better than Spirited Away.
Mm.
Yeah, that's correct.
Best film I saw recently, Sing Street.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
Awesome movie. Highly recommend that to everybody.
Oh, also Tickled. I went and saw Tickled in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
Tickled is so great. So can I give a little pitch for Tickled?
Do it. Yeah.
Okay.
The director wrote us, right?
Yeah. Oh, I met him. Yeah. So it's made by the New Zealand journalist David Ferrier and Dylan Reeve, who is a listener to this here show. He contacted us and said, you got to come see my movie. And so I got to go down with our pal Drew Spears and see the movie and meet Dylan. And he was... charming and wonderful. And his movie is so good.
That's awesome. And it's about what? Like competitive tickling?
Competitive matches? Tickling. Yeah, the underground world of competitive tickling.
And this is all like an excuse to get sexual with people? Is that what's going on?
Yes, 100%. I wish I could say like, oh, that's part of it. But no, it like turns out that's entirely what's going on.
That's like the Twister World Championships.
Right. And it turns out to have...
I hope that's a thing.
I don't want to ruin this, but it turns out to have a very interesting villain. Everyone should go see Tickled.
Okay, so there, this is a proponent of tickling?
Yes,
who,
a very mean proponent of tickling.
Those are incompatible ideas.
Oh, you'd think so, but you got to go see Tickled. I don't want to give away too much. Ponyo's great, but Tickled is now, man. Tickled is hot. Tickled is in the zoo.
So, Carrie, what would you...
talking about?
Nootropics.
Oh, yeah.
So what would you give nootropics on a danger rating? Where one is something dangerous, like you microwave your food for 2 minutes and you place your hands over your genitals and step to the other side of the room just in case you're really paranoid about microwaves, even though you don't need to be.
Okay.
But you're extra safe now.
Okay, great.
Whereas a 10 is something incredibly dangerous, like you go firewalking and you just continuously walk back and forth on the coals when you really only needed to do it once. And even once is kind of dangerous.
You did that, Ross. You did that.
Oh, that wasn't very smart, was it?
No. And did you hear about recently all those people that got their feet
burned
at Tony Robbins?
Tony Robbins in Dallas. Yeah, they had a motivational thing. And I think hundreds of people did it, but there were like 30 or 40 people who needed medical attention afterward. Tony Robbins is a 10.
I'm doing a quick look for nootropic overdose just to make sure I'm not missing anything. But yeah, it doesn't seem like there's a big, huge risk here. I mean, with any supplement or drug, there's always a risk of...
Right.
You having a bad reaction to it or you overdosing from it. It seems like overdosing from this is damn near impossible. And at its recommended doses seems perfectly safe to me. So yeah, this one I don't think really registers on that particular ranking.
Scale. Okay. Well,
so a 1.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I'll say a two, actually.
Okay.
It comes with caffeine use, and I think if you overdo that, I don't know. I noticed when I took a lot of this stuff in concentration, then I had those scary moments. And it's definitely not my normal.
Yeah, your heart rate story is scary.
Yeah, it's not my normal body chemistry or reaction. I don't have that outside of this kind of experience. And yeah, that scared me. It happened a couple times where definitely felt my head get really hazy and foggy. Mm-hmm.
But of course, none of these things came with caffeine.
They did recommend that you take caffeine with the
I don't know
product.
If any of the individual companies did, but yeah, I mean, that's the way to take it and make it
that's
work.
That's the understanding, yeah.
Yeah.
That L-theanine doesn't really do much on its own. You kind of need it in concentration with caffeine if you're going to have any cognitive effects.
Though I don't think my old boss took it with caffeine.
Interesting.
Also, weird fact about nootropics is that some people apparently have weird dreams on them.
Oh, that's
we
right.
We didn't experience this, or I didn't.
We did not. Yeah, which actually, now that I've read about that, makes me curious. You know, I'm going to take the rest of my powder right before I go to sleep.
Yeah, that's fun.
Because, yeah, people were talking about having lucid dreams. Yeah.
Or which, just really unusual, really clear, cool dreams.
Remember the dreams better as well.
Right.
Hey, I'm all for lucid dreams.
Yeah, lucid dreams are rocking. Oh, also, there's something strange with Alpha Brain I want to mention, which is that it seems to be like hugely marketed toward men. And the website and the video are like, have that real like masculine aesthetic with like, you know, lots of red and black. And it's like picture of someone punching, you know.
Yeah,
just
and that
like
one video had like whip crack sounds or something. It was really strange.
Yeah.
Machissimo.
I mean, if it's working, it's working. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't get what about this is particularly masculine. Like you could have better number recall. So masculine.
Cognitive focus. Yeah. Hoorah.
Exactly. It's just kind of weird, but if it's working, hey, all right.
We should market like the feminine nootropic.
Right. It'll make you be able to focus on your dishwashing. Oh, boy.
That's racist, Carrie.
No, you've got it wrong. You don't know words. Mm. You need a word a day email.
For which I should go to wordsmith.org.
Yes. These people did not pay us, by the way. Ross is just that invested in this.
I'm just a big
email
fan.
Service.
In fact, I won the Word of the Week contest once.
Get it?
I got a free game. Yes.
And what did you do to win it?
One of the words of the week was it obfuscate? Or no, it was inveigle.
Okay.
And so I sent in an email talking about how I learned that word from the beginning of an X-Files episode. Usually it comes up with either trust no one or more commonly the truth is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this one came up, deceive, inveigle, obfuscate.
Mm.
And I was like, I know deceive, I don't know the others.
Uh-huh.
And so I went and ran to my dictionary and then added those words to my lexicon.
I know what obfuscate means. What is the other one?
Inveigle.
Inveigle?
I-N-V-I-G-L-E. And it means to persuade someone to do something by means of deception or flattery.
Oh, interesting. I did that to my friend's kids.
Oh, no. You inveigled them?
What do you call it? I Huck Finned them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was actually
cheated them into thinking painting the wall white was fun.
Yep. Our friends Juan and Alicia are foster parents, and they were fostering these two sweet little girls, and they spilled some chocolate soy milk on the carpet, and they were crying about it. And I was like, oh man, I'm not going to cry. I'm going to go clean this up. So, oh my gosh, have you guys ever cleaned something out of a carpet? It is so fun. And then I went and I got like hot water, and I was like doing it by myself, and they were shrinking away like, oh, we don't want to do work. And I was like, oh no, it's okay. More for me. This is so fun. I don't care. Oh, I'll do it all night. And then eventually they were like, can we try it? I want to try doing it. And then they cleaned up the
all right, so reverse psychology, aka inveigling.
I inveigled them. What would you give this on a creepiness rating? Where one's something not at all creepy, like you call your mom on Mother's Day, hey, I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day, and then there's a long silence and you say, are you there? And she says, yeah, I'm here. That's a one.
All right.
I mean, was there anything creepy about that?
The pause.
Yeah, sure.
A tad
so
creepy.
Registered. And it's something incredibly creepy. Like, you're walking down the street and you see a quarter stuck to the ground. And you're like, yes, big day for Ross Blatcher, Rossy B.
Man, quarter, yeah.
It's a quarter.
I'm going to tell my dad and stepmom about this when I call them on Sunday.
Exactly.
They're going to be excited for me.
And you're already thinking like of all the stuff you're going to buy with your big quarter. And you lean over and you pull at the quarter and you're like, oh, this is stuck to the ground. And you're pulling and you're pulling. And as you pull it up, you see that underneath the ground, there's just a network of muscles and skin, and the entire earth has just been the inside of someone's body. That's a 10.
That's really creepy. I'm going to give this a 1.
Yeah, that seems right. I'm grasping at straws trying to think of what could be creepy, and I guess like
the idea that about, you're like, the enhancing yourself with
it gets
that,
like,
limitless vision.
Yeah, it gets a little the AI thinking of like, oh, maybe I can reproduce myself as a machine.
If I felt this were more effective, maybe then it would trigger that.
Sure, yeah. I agree. 1.
Okay, so drinks rating, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Interesting, because actually I was telling you earlier, this daily Nero drink is indistinguishable from Diet 7-Up to me.
Right.
Other than being a little bit flatter. So I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I think Nootropics has some decent drinks.
Yeah, at least the ones you picked up for us from this Nero place. Not bad.
I got them at Target.
For like, what, $2.50 a piece?
$2.50 each, yeah.
All right.
A little expensive for a drink, but...
That's true. I'll give it a thumbs up.
All right.
Why not?
Now, who says that, Ross? Is it Matthew McConaughey or Bradley Cooper? All right.
That's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that's right.
They really seem the same in my mind.
That's so funny. Those are very different people to me.
Okay.
Oh, anyway. Well, Ross, over this incredible month, what has been your favorite nootropic moment?
I think my favorite moment was meeting you and your friend Brian Heater on a street corner outside of a little coffee shop to exchange pills and powders and have him look strangely upon us.
Sure.
This is what you do normally, isn't it?
Yeah. He was my editor at Tech Times.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. He hosts the podcast R-I-Y-L.
Recommended if you listen.
Close. Recommend if you like.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He even said, like, it's the worst name for a podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. But it's a good podcast, good little interview show, and it is produced by a friend of our show, Brian Thompson.
Sweet. What was your favorite moment?
I guess my favorite moment was getting my highest IQ score.
Hey.
That it had nothing to do with taking nootropics, so...
How do you know?
I just got to feel, because it was a time I hadn't taken it. I guess unless it was built up in my body.
There you go.
Okay, you're right. But it wasn't my highest IQ score of all time, just of the month.
All right. Say that as if you take like the IQ test every other day.
Yeah, I mean, I take it every Saturday. I would be such a fun, cool friend if every week I was like, guys, guess what my IQ score is this week?
Harry's so annoying.
Sounds like the most insufferable personality trait to always be taking IQ tests.
That sounds like somebody from a Wes Anderson movie or something.
Oh, totally. Well, that's it for our show. Our theme music was written by Brian Keith Dalton.
Our producer and co-editor is Ian Kramer.
That's right!
Ian Kramer!
Oh my god, he's the best! You can see all our photos and follow our exploits at facebook.com/onrac, O-N-R-A-C.
Recommend this podcast to others by going to iTunes or Stitcher, your favorite podcast aggregator of choice, and leaving us a positive review.
And you can support this and all our investigations by going to MaximumFun.org/donate. That's how this show is possible. And we thank everybody who is a member of Maximum Fun because you keep us going.
Oh, you're the best. And remember.
So latest news in the Onnit world. The new Alpha Brain formula, which is just a slight tweak on the old formula.
It's fascinating to me that this is a new frontier.
Every single report I've gotten back is positive. Alpha. All these people that have tried it, I'm getting testimonial after testimonial.
By the way, Max Eberly, one of the best pool players, a great instructor, is just raving about Alpha Brain.
3 hours of sleep at the most, and it would keep me focused throughout the day and ready to go.
Awesome dreams at night, lucid dreams. You know, my girlfriend Sarah takes it, and she was like talking about flying around. I definitely had some pretty intense dreams with it as well.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Van Ness, and I am the host of Getting Curious. Let me ask you a question. What do you know nothing about, but you just can't stand to like find anything about it because it's just too stiff? I know for me, there was too many things to even count. So I decided I needed to start a podcast where I could find things out and make them more easily digestible to not only myself, but to you. You can find Getting Curious on iTunes or on MaximumFun.org.
Hey, James.
Hey, Ineke.
Where are we right now?
You're in the minority corner. Haven't you been here before?
You know what? I think I have.
Because you're a woman.
And you're a gay man.
And
we're both black.
And now that we're here in the minority corner, what should we talk about?
How about race, gender, and sexuality?
Ooh, and we can gossip about celebrities, and I can quiz you on pop culture.
Ooh, and we can have guests.
We're gonna learn, laugh, and play.
You know, that sounds a lot like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, gay,
and ladylike.
Minority Corner with the K.
Check us out.
Because the C was taken.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.